Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Musics on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance each week to play for you my favorite songs, songs I love. And every now and then I throw something odd in, which I call a wombat. And that's where the title comes from, Wombats and Music. The first song tonight's one of my favorites I play every year or two. It's called Black Cloud. It's by Leroy Van Dyke, one of his many hits. This is from 1961. The notes say he was catapulted into fame in 1956 with his song The Auctioneer. And I have that also lined up to play, but I don't think I'll make it this show, probably next show. But this is Black Cloud, and I've always liked this song. It's got a great rhythm, a great beat, and a great story. And you feel sorry for the guy, except at one point he says he couldn't make it without a good woman. So he's got a good woman in his life, so it isn't quite as bad as it sounds.
There's a black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. With that old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good luck. On the very first Saturday of every month, I go to town to get me some pay. When I ask my boss man about a draw, this is what my boss man say. There's a black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. With that old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good luck. Well, I earn my living by the sweat of my brow, I work so hard at my job every day. With that old black cloud hanging over my head to drive my dreams away. And if it wasn't for the help of the one I love to tell my troubles to, there just ain't no telling what that old black cloud might drive this poor boy to do. There's a black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. With that old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good luck. I put a seed in the ground for to grow me a tree. This is what that black cloud done. It said all the locusts eat up the tree. I tell you, I am not the lucky one. And one of these days when I'm laid away, I know that black cloud can't wait. It's gonna hover over me on judgment day to keep me out of the pearly gates. There's a black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. With that old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good luck.
Well, that was Black Cloud by Leroy Van Dyke. Next up is Phil Collins, one of the most popular singers of all time. This song is called In the Air Tonight, and I'd heard it off and on. I liked the song. I heard it recently and decided to put it on the show. I'd never really listened to the words, and so I printed out the words, and I don't know what's going on in this song. I think something terrible has happened sometime in the past. I always thought it was a romance song because the guy is saying, you know, tonight's the night, you know, it's something in the air tonight, but oh no. Let me read you one of the verses. He says, "Well, if you told me you were drowning, I would not lend a hand. I've seen your face before, my friend, but I don't know if you know who I am. Well, I was there. I saw what you did. I saw it with my own two eyes. So you can wipe off that grin. I know where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies." There is no rational explanation of what this means. I looked up the notes, and he said he wrote it when he was really feeling upset about his failing relationship with his wife. But the words just came to him spontaneously. They just came as he sang the song, and he just wrote them down and sang them. So it's ominous, and it's been used in a number of TV shows as kind of an ominous introduction, one of them being Miami Vice. So this is Something in the Air Tonight.
Thank you. way you've been. It's all been a pack of lies. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord. Well, I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord.
That was In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. Ominous, strange. The next song is a little less ominous, but still very enigmatic. It's by George Michael, and it's called Father Figure. And apparently there's a really good video, which I'll have to check out on YouTube. But the idea is that you aren't quite sure whether this is a healthy relationship, or a stalking relationship, or a failed relationship, or what. But the guy is basically telling the woman, you presume, I can be your father figure. You know, I can hold your hand. I'll take care of you. And would like to be, obviously. But it's not at all clear that that everything is as it should be. But it's a good song, and I like it. Father Figure by George Michael. That was his sixth number one hit back in 1987. Well, now it's time for a little history lesson and lecture from Harry Baya, me, on Wombats and Music. There's a kind of singing that's called shape note singing, and it goes back to the 18th century and well into the 19th century. Back in the early part of the U.S. history, before there were pianos out in the far parts of, where people were moving and migrating to out in the West and the Midwest, there was a lot of singing. And what would happen is a teacher would come into town and teach shape note singing, teach people how to read these notes. There were only, in one version, there were only four shapes. So instead of saying do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, there are shapes went, and each note had a shape. There were four shapes. Do, let's see, fa, sol, la, mi, fa, sol, la, fa, fa, sol, la, fa, sol, la, mi, fa. That's the way it went. Fa, sol, la, fa, sol, la, mi, fa. So the same shape was used for two notes. Anyway, this shape note singing was very popular until the piano came in, and then it kind of faded out. Although it's still very popular. There are shape note singing festivals every weekend, probably within driving distance of here, and certainly within a half day. And I sing that kind of music. The version I sing is called Sacred Harp, H-A-R-P, Sacred Harp. There's a book, the Sacred Harp book, that has these shape note songs in it. And traditionally, you sing the shapes first, the fa's, so's, and la's. I won't get into all that. Anyway, this is a shape note song, one of the best known ones. It's called Wondrous Love. And Maura Smiley and her group, she's a very talented musician, very talented singer, are singing a modified version of Wondrous Love. But the basic harmony that you hear, especially when they're singing a cappella at the end, is right out of the book. This is the kind of harmony you have in Sacred Harp, and it's a harsh harmony. It's not pretty music, really. It's strong, powerful music. So, after all that, now you get to listen to a version of Wondrous Love by Maura Smiley and her group Voco.
What must love is this? Oh, my soul, oh, my soul.
Wondrous Love by Maura Smiley and Voco. Traditionally, Sacred Harp music is sung a cappella, no instruments. So you can see she's changed it quite a bit. But that last verse, that was sung a cappella, and you could really hear the harmony. I had a good friend, Jerry Epstein, who's still around but far away, and he taught us this music. He was the first person to teach me music, and he was a true expert musician. And he said, I believe this is what he said, some of the chords that occur in Sacred Harp, though they may have names, are very rarely used in any kind of music. They are odd combinations, and that's what gives it its strange kind of haunting feel, and you can certainly hear it in that Wondrous Love. Well, now we're moving on to something really commonly traditional. This is Hank Williams singing Kalijah, one of his big hits. Hank Williams only lived to be about 30, but just made a huge impact on the music world. And this is one of those songs that a lot of songs are really direct. You know, the guy's heart's broken, he tells you so. But this one, it's symbolic. It's a wooden Indian. And I think the metaphor is that for you guys who should have asked the lady, hey, sweetie, you want to go out? And didn't. You are Kalijah. And this is what happens to you if you don't follow up and take advantage. So here's Hank Williams with Kalijah.
Kalijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Kalijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hall. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Kalijah, too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of knotty pine. Poor old Kalijah, he never got a kiss. Poor old Kalijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Kalijah, that poor old wooden head. You never went nowhere. His heart was set on the Indian maid with the coal black hair. Kalijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid and took her oh so far away, but old Kalijah stayed. Kalijah just stands there as lonely as can be and wishes he was still an old pine tree. Oh, Kalijah, he never got a kiss. Oh, Kalijah, he don't know what he missed. Is there any wonder that his face is red? Kalijah, that poor old wooden head.
Kalijah by Hank Williams. Next up is Dave and Sugar. Dave and Sugar are actually a trio, and Dave, the male singer, has had two women singing with him, and he's changed. There have been two or three sets of women that have sung, but it's always called Dave and Sugar, and it's always the same guy. This was their first number one hit. The door was always open. I like to point out that these songs are all about relationships, and the different phases they're in. The next song, by the way, is God May Forgive You, But I Won't. But this song, The Door Is Always Open, is the other side of that relationship. Here's a man or a woman, you tell me which, whose friend, lover perhaps, is getting married. And they're telling them, hey, look, I know that you're going off with this other guy, but hey, the door is always open if things don't work out. And by the way, you know how good we have things together, so I'm here. That's the door is always open. And I just heard it recently and got a kick out of it. I hope, here it is.
Well, the door is always open.
See you've married good, and to know that he can give you all the things I never could. Think of me instead.
And when he reaches out to touch me, will my face turn toward the wall?
Yes, the door is always open, and the light's on in the hall. Yes, the door is always open.
The Door is Always Open by Dave and Sugar. It's time to remind you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station, coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1. And it's an hour of my favorite songs, things I just love to hear. And that's a good example. And so is the next one. This is Iris DeMent. Iris DeMent was the 14th child of her father and the 8th of her mother and the last, and grew up in a Pentecostal home, very religious. However, she veered away from that, and she has an utterly unique voice. When you hear Iris DeMent singing, you know it's Iris DeMent. She has sung, of course, with many of the best singers in the world have joined her in duets and things. But still, when she sings alone is when you can really hear her unique thing. And she wrote this song, God May Forgive You, But I Won't. I mentioned that often songs are about breakups of relationships. And here's one that broke up, and a guy wants to come back. And he's now a born-again Christian, so he thinks that's going to get him back in the house. But she points out that it's not going to work, honey. God may forgive you, but I don't. Another great line in there is, Jesus may love you, but I don't. So she makes it clear that he is no longer welcome. So here's Iris DeMent.
You say that you're born again, cleansed of your former sins. You want me to say, yeah, forgive and forget, but you've done too much to me. Don't you be touching me. Go back and touch all those women you met. 'Cause God may forgive you, but I won't. Yes, Jesus loves you, but I don't. They don't have to live with you, well, neither do I. You say that you're born again, well, so am I. And God may forgive you, but I won't, and I won't even try. Well, the kids had to cry for you. I had to try to do things that the dad should do since you've been gone. Well, you really let us down. You may be heaven bound, but you've left one hell of a mess here at home. And God may forgive you, but I won't. Yes, Jesus loves you, but I don't. They don't have to live with you, and neither do I. You say that you're born again, well, so am I. And God may forgive you, but I won't, and I won't even try.
Wow. Won't even try. That's where she really hits it. I mean, it's bad enough up until then, but that really closes the door. Next up is a singer called Razzie Bailey, and this is his first number one hit, Loving Up a Storm. Country singer. He had 5 number one country hits, and this is the first one. He was from Lafayette, Alabama, and didn't start singing until a little later in life. He was too busy raising a family. He got married right after high school, but eventually got into a career and had a good one. And he's about my age. Old man. Anyway, this is one of his number one hits, and it's called Loving Up a Storm. And these two people are in a mess, if you ask me. They may be having a good time, but I wouldn't want to be either one of them. So here we go with Loving Up a Storm.
It's the same old situation where cheaters never win, and we are no exception to the rule. 'Cause your husband is my buddy and my wife is your best friend, and these games we play are tailor-made for fools. We are loving up a storm. The sea is rough and the sails are torn.
Must be loving up storm. We are loving up storm. Seas are up
Well, a storm it is. He says, your husband is my buddy and my wife is your best friend. Ooh, not good. By the way, I happen to have been in that situation. The man my first wife left me for was my buddy, and his wife considered my wife her best friend. So those things happen in real life. They do. And they aren't any fun, I might add, at least not for some of us. Well, now we're moving on to one of my all-time favorites. Of course, I have a lot, but still, this one's got to be in the top 10 and near the top. This is My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. George Harrison was one of the Beatles. This is one of his first solo songs. In fact, his first solo hit, released in 1971. And I just love this song. It's religious, My Sweet Lord. It was actually supposed to be more to the Hindu god Krishna, but you could say any that just says you could make Lord whoever you want. You make it a Christian song. It has Hallelujah in there, which sounds Christian. And it says on the notes that the features co-producer Phil Spector's Wall of Sound treatment. Well, apparently, if you listen for it, you'll hear the Wall of Sound treatment. And it heralded the arrival of Harrison's much-admired slide guitar technique, described by one biographer as being musically as distinctive a signature as the mark of Zorro. So I just love the song. But let's see if we can hear the Wall of Sound, and maybe we can hear George Harrison's, what is it again? Slide guitar technique. So here we go. This is My Sweet Lord. George Harrison, My Sweet Lord. I definitely heard the slide guitar at the start, so that part I recognized. And I think it was near some other places, but that's the first time I'd really noticed it. Moving on, this next one's a little odd. It's called Carolyn the Teenage Queen. It's by the Lonesome River Band. And I heard it recently, and I like the music in it. It's got banjo, guitar, fiddle, all those good things. The story is a little confusing, so I printed out the words, and as I do sometimes, I'm going to read you the words before you hear the song, and so you'll see what happens. I didn't catch it when I heard it, but you'll see it here. When I was pushing 30, she was in her teens. Oh, how she loved me, this pretty teenage queen. But a few years after marriage, she loved me no more. When I was pushing 40, she was barely 24. Then the trouble started between Carolyn and me. I was satisfied at home, but she longed to be free. Been searching for that something, and the pastures looked so green through the eyes of Carolyn, Carolyn the teenage queen. Each day her love grew colder. At night she'd go to town. Gossip came to me. Carolyn was running around. I didn't want to believe it, but I knew it must be true. I couldn't stand to lose her, so I knew what I must do. Carolyn, I was thinking as I cleaned my gun. Go out and have a good time. It's your last night of fun. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, then a quarter till two. I'm still burning the midnight oil, waiting up for you. A car pulled in the driveway. The man wore a badge and gun. Said, you got a wife named Carolyn? I think you'd better come. In a wreck out on the highway, she'd met her final end. I stared in her face, so deathly white. She cheated me once again. Each night I think of Carolyn laying beneath the soil. Each night my mind grows weaker as I burn the midnight oil. My mind has thoughts of her bad side that my heart's never seen. I'm still in love with Carolyn, Carolyn the teenage queen. I'm still in love with Carolyn, Carolyn the teenage queen.
Started between Carolyn and me. I was satisfied at home, but she longed to be free. Been searching for that something, and the pastures look so green through the eyes of Carolyn, Carolyn the teenage queen. To me, Carolyn was
there's a sad story. the guy lucked out in a way. If she had come home, he had his gun ready. So anyway, life can be rough sometimes. And next up is another example of that. This is one of the more poignant songs that I know. This song gets me. And for an odd reason. It's called Sacred Ground. It's by Leon Kix Brooks. He was part of Brooks and Dunn, very popular duo for many years. And this is a solo by him. The song is called Sacred Ground. And it's a story of a man who's apparently his wife is being courted and may leave him for another man. And the song is addressed to the other man, and he's saying, you know, you're treading on sacred ground, that my wife and I, our relationship is important and a big deal and all this, and you shouldn't be doing that, and get out of here. Go on and leave her alone, he says. And this ain't just some neon love come lately. It's a precious thing you don't know nothing about. We were joined in the eyes of the Lord, in the eyes of our hometown. Why don't you leave her alone? You're treading on sacred ground. Well, what hurts me, the poignant side of it is, having been through a couple of divorces, that is the poor guy doesn't realize that he's already probably doomed, and he's talking to the wrong person. It's not the guy that's causing the problem. It's his wife. If she's leaving him, there's the problem. You don't tell a guy to stop. He isn't gonna stop because the husband doesn't want him to see his wife. The wife has to make that decision. So this poor guy it's sad. It's really a sad song. And he's obviously deeply in love with his wife, which is wonderful and all that. But this song causes me pain. So feel a little pain, folks.
We got married in high school, had a baby when we turned 18. And I bagged groceries in the daytime, and at 9 I learned to fix TVs. When you come by things the hard way, you learn how to hold on tight. So don't think you can waltz in here, take her without a fight. This ain't just some neon love come lately. It's a precious thing you don't know nothing about. We were joined in the eyes of the Lord, in the eyes of our hometown. Why don't you leave her alone? You're treading on sacred ground. Well, I guess I took for granted she would never look at someone else. Now I've got some patching up to do, and I don't need your help. 'Cause I know you're the leaving kind, and I sure hope you will. Before she crosses and burns those bridges it took so long to build. This ain't just some neon love come lately. It's a precious thing you don't know nothing about. We were joined in the eyes of the Lord, in the eyes of our hometown. Why don't you leave her alone? You're treading on sacred ground. Why don't you leave her alone? Why don't you leave her alone? You better leave her alone. You're treading on sacred ground.
Sacred Ground by Leon Kix Brooks. Still feel the pain. Well, I've got a little cheering up song. We haven't got time for the whole thing, but I'm going to play a little bit of a gospel piece, Never Shall Run Dry by Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. And this will cheer things up a bit, and I'll only play part of it, and we'll start the next show with it. So this is Never Shall Run Dry.
Shall run dry, the precious fountain of living water. Floods my soul with brand new life. Stream refreshing friends like no other. And it never shall run dry.
Never Shall Run Dry by Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. And that's the end of our show. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. Brought to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I want to wish you all a good week and hope you do what I want you to do every week. And that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.